What's that? Are you playing some slow jams over there, man? What you got for us?
Nah, I was checking something out. You know.
Yeah, of course, man.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody, man. I feel good this Monday morning. You know. I'm going to come up here. I'm going to talk some shit this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Good morning. Great football, man.
Great football. Hey, I'm one half of the Man to Man Pod. I'm Antoine, but they got my co-host D Butt.
Yes, sir.
Man, good day. Good day of football yesterday. Great day.
Great day, man. Great day. Another great day. Another great primetime game. They have not disappointed yet.
At all.
Sunday night football. I was calling you around 11. What time I called you? I hit you at 11. Let me see. Hold on. 11.
Just a tad bit too early.
A tad bit too damn early. That's when I hit you. I can't find. Oh, 11:25 is when I hit you. And that was right when Jimmy G went up, took the lead with 37 seconds left. You know, left Aaron Rodgers, 37 seconds on the clock. And A-Rod did what only a few guys on this planet could do.
Yeah.
Man, but hey, can't knock Jimmy G, though. He did his part. He did his job. But
no, he didn't. No, he did not.
He did not.
He did not.
What else you want from him?
Lead the team to a W. Lead the team to a W, man. You know, put more points up on the board.
Okay, he had the bonehead.
Hey, look at here, man. Put more points on the board. We not here for no, hey, he did his. Nah, man, put more points on the board. We got the best quarterback situation in the NFC West right here. You got to put more points on the board. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit Darius Butler's talking today. I ain't trying to hear none of them hot takes. I ain't trying to hear none of that. You got to put more points on the board, especially when you're playing a quarterback like A-Rod. We all know that. You know, you was in them team meetings and, you know, the coach would say, look, we got a high power offense. Offense, you got to put more points on the board. I understand defense, you got to do your job. But if you Jimmy G, if you this guy that Darius Butler always talk about, he speak highly of, I need you to do your job.
Jimmy G did his job. He put his team in the best position that he could to win the ball game. Your defense, defensive coordinators, players, y'all got to get up there. Mike, we do 2 minutes every Thursday. You can do 2 minutes, you do your situation.
Hey, man, your microphone tripping. You talking some shit. Your microphone tripping. Go out and come back in.
Oh, man. Let me see what's going on.
Go out and come back in.
Let me see what's going on, man.
Go out and come back in.
You got to kick me out. It's better?
I guess.
It's go better, ahead. Man.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Hey, Jimmy G did what he was supposed to do, man. I can't blame him for that. 250-something, two touchdowns, one pick. 37 seconds, you got to get your ass off the field of defense, man. You got to stop. Where's the ball going? It's going to 17. Yeah, 12 for 130-something. It's going to 17. He cleared protocol in – a record
hey,
time.
That's another thing we got to talk about.
After Jimmy was that Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward put what I thought was a clean hit. You know,
yes.
It's still a violent game. Football is a very violent game. You know, people flying around, high impact collisions. I think he tried his very best to avoid any helmet contact. He went and led with his shoulder damn near his back. Put Devontae to sleep. I know he said he was, you know, his wind was knocked out, but we had the close up because we saw your eyes, because. We saw you down there. But he was back. What did he miss? A play?
Man. Hey, right. That.
We went from.
It's not funny. Because I've had.
Prayers up for Devontae, man. I hope you're all right. They went to commercial. That boy was coming back. I said, yo.
Right.
That's,
man.
That's another. What hey. You about to say to him?
No, I was just talking about that protocol, that concussion protocol. Like, I've had one of them instances, man, where. I look on the film, I'm like, man, ain't no way in hell they should have let me back in this game. But I'm looking at the game, and like you said, like they had the close-up. You know, they got all the cameras on the field. They had the close-up of Devontae Adams, man. I'm like, oh, man. Like, he's not coming back in the game. But like you said, like, after commercial,
yeah, he was laying there. he wasn't moving. You know how when you concuss, you kind of sometimes the just get stuck. You just get stuck in whatever position. Like you said, they zoomed in. We saw the eyes. The fact that he was able to come back and do what he did, you know, get open when everybody know the ball going to 17 and close it out. I think it's terrible from the you know, the NFL and the protocols and the player safety and all this shit that they talk about. As far as being a player, though, I'd have been in that position. You don't want to, you know, not be out there for your team. So,
right,
went out there and you know, I guess he was all right.
Hey, he was good. Hey, the doctors, hey, the sideline, they did what they were supposed to do. I love it. They did what they were supposed to do.
Vontae, Adams, all right, yeah, you good.
Hey, what day is it?
Thursday? Yeah, boy, it was Thursday. Close enough. Get your ass back out.
You good.
But man, that was a special performance by A-Rod to close the game out. I'm sure a lot of people will start to change their tune now. You know, a lot of people was talking, you know, about his offseason. Was he focused? And could the team play together and all this other shit, especially after that 1 week. At week one performance, which, you know, you're going to get some criticism when you come out and shit the bed like that. But, you know, I don't think either one of us overreacted to that, really. We kind of knew, you know, you play long enough, you're going to have those days. But he looked like A-Rod last night, man.
Hey, man, like you said, you know, week one, that was just one game, man. I think he's back. Not even say back. I don't think he ever left. But, you know, he's doing his normal things, man. You know, leading his team to victory, as great quarterbacks do. They lead their team to victory. The great quarterbacks do that.
It's a team game.
It's a team.
You got to play complimentary football.
The great ones, they lift. The great ones lift their team. You know what I'm saying? But
we both picked this game. We both picked the Packers to win.
I mean, I picked the Packers. I'm not sure what you did.
I picked the Packers.
Okay.
They were three point underdogs coming into the game. We both picked A-Rod on the road. You know, they may see each other again down the line, but out there, another game in the NFC, you know, two teams.
Hey.
And we'll see late. Now, I know you picked the Rams on this one.
Hey, I'm probably the only person that did. Besides Rams.
It was a lot of people that picked the Rams. It was a lot of people.
No, you did. I wasn't one of them. You did. Let's talk about that. You did. Hey, let me fix my tie. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all gonna start listening to me, man. Hey, look. You know, I don't say a lot. I don't boast. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, y'all. Hey, y'all mess with your boy. Hey, mess with your boy.
This betting shit might not be for me.
Hey, mess with your boy, you know?
I knew coming into the game.
Hey, don't cut me off. I told you Tampa Bay was going to get their first loss last night. Said that.
I broke clock right twice a day.
Hey, well, shit, I was right. Hey, I told y'all Tampa Bay going to get their first loss last night.
Let me check you. You said the Giants was going to win the home, right?
Check it for me. And then we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about these NFC West quarterback. Who has the best situation? That boy Matt Stafford out there cooking, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey.
And I've said in tone, I should have told you this before. I should have told you to go back and get that clip when I was telling you, when we were talking about Matt Stafford. My co-host, D-Buck,
please
calls
go
him.
Back. Please go back.
Matt, he calls, what you call Matt Stafford? What's his nickname?
Matt Stafford.
Pat Stafford, I told you, man. You got to get Matt in a great situation, man. You got to get him in a great situation. You got to get some people around. You got to get him in an organization that wants to win football games. We seen what Detroit did yesterday. Detroit's going to Detroit.
Facts. That's a fact. They fought, though. They fought.
Man, nobody care about that. But we're in the business of getting it done.
It's the Detroit Lions we're talking about.
We're in the business of getting it done.
This is the Detroit Lions we're talking about. The fact that they covered the fact
like I said, Detroit's going Detroit.
NFL record had to be broken.
Shout out to Matt Stafford. Shout out to Matt Stafford doing what he's been doing. Well, go ahead, talk.
Stafford, he just always been this guy, huh?
He has.
Okay. All right. Stafford's been a very talented quarterback since coming into the NFL. I agree with you. He's in a great situation right now. Great play callers, great players around. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him.
That's what a quarterback is, D-Buck.
He's still floating good. Like I said, Stafford was going to be trash out there.
I mean, yeah, that's what, basically what you said.
Never said that. Far. When we run the take back, when we hop on the
hotel, let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to see exactly what I said about Stafford and the Rams. I saw this coming.
Let's do it. All you said was Stafford, all he does is pat his stats. Basically, you're saying he's some shit.
I saw this coming. What did you say quarterback? What did you say great quarterbacks do? Before, you rewind, go back about 3 minutes. You said great quarterbacks elevate everything around them, and they lead their teams to victory, right? That's what you said,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Matt Stafford was
always a butt.
A long time.
It's always a butt.
He didn't do
we
that.
You can't compare the Detroit team that he had to what Jimmy G has in San Francisco. Let's keep it a buck. You can't compare that.
I mean, we asked who was out there playing corner last night for the Niners?
Uh-oh.
Who was out there playing corner yesterday for the Bucks? Come on, man. It's a team game, hey. Man. They had the match. They did what they were supposed to do. The Rams did what they were supposed
man,
to
yo,
do.
Man, your mic is acting up again. I guess we really don't want to hear you talk today. Go ahead and go out. Yeah. Hey, look at here. Hey, I'm going to talk to the people. Hey, look, L.A. Rams looked good last night. 34-24 win over the Tampa Bay Bucks. As you hear from D-Buck, you know, it's a lot of excuses. Like, you know, who was out there, this, that, and the third. Hey, look, Matt Stafford is showing you what he had the potential to do his whole career. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback, man. And, you know, we can't compare what he had in Detroit to what, you know, Jimmy G has over there in San Fran. San Fran has a great team. I think they'll bounce back. They're going to do some good things this year. But I'm excited to see what Matt Stafford and them boys do over there in L.A. You know, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp is bowling this year. I love it. I love it. We're going to see how this continues. But again, like I said, man, y'all start listening to me, man. Let me fix my tie. Let me fix my tie, man. I'm doing some good things on this betting thing. Yeah, Stafford is the truth. Yeah. Zach, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to just keep it a buck with you. That's it. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to take the feelings and put that aside. I'm just give it to you straight. Pause. All right, D-Buck, you can come back in. Pause. Man, I'm tripping right now. I'm tripping. Hey. Who's Stafford is a nice QB. It's just humans comparing to Rodgers. I mean, who's compared? I don't know if anybody compared him to Rodgers. I'm not sure. You know, I mean, where you got that from? But again, man, I think we look at the quarterback, and I think we tend to forget that to be able to be successful at that position, man, you have to have a lot around you. To be elite, to be successful. And again, just sitting in meeting rooms, and when a quarterback doesn't have a lot of playmakers, when a quarterback doesn't have an O-line, when a quarterback doesn't have the community around him to be successful, man, it's tough. So again, let me make sure I say this right. We got to judge a player by what they show on film. And that's that God honest truth. So regardless, but if you know the game, if you know the position, you can see where, okay, this guy has talent. And if he's around some folks that can help him win, you'll see a true player of flourish. And I think that's what we're seeing in Matt Stafford. Out there in Detroit, man, I'm glad he got out of that situation. But I think we're truly seeing who Matt Stafford is. And that could go with a tons of different quarterbacks. You know what I mean? So
you still ain't talking about Matt Stafford?
No, I'm just talking about the L.A. Rams and how they got the win, and I called it out.
How the mic sound, man?
Hey, you sound better right now, but I'm pretty sure when you get to talking that BS in 5 minutes, it's going to get scratchy again.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Actually, this damn on my Mac, they've been trying to get me to update for a few weeks now that this Big Sur operates this. But I finally updated this shit, and my shit would not start up. I had to wipe my whole computer out, man. So I'm dealing with all type of shit. I'm hot. I'm pissed. Not a Zito operation, but you got it, Zito. You got it, man. You made a couple picks that were correct. You know, Jimmy G, Trey Lance. I still think they'll be right there in the end. Matt Stafford plays some great football. Pretty good quarterback. Got a great team around him. Cause that's not sleeping like that. Like that defense. And I heard you talk about it though. So good team, good win yesterday. Big win. Regular season. If I see him again, if they play again, I'm betting on Brady again. But the absolute opposite. This is a team that I bet on.
Who you bet on?
I thought the Bears would cover. I've had the Browns winning, but I thought the Bears would cover the 7.5. Justin Fields, speaking of all that shit you were just talking about, what's around the quarterback and all this shit, like, man, they had one net passing yard. I think 47 total yards yesterday. Obviously, that pass rush from the Browns was crazy.
I'm going to let you finish.
Garrett had like 4.5 of them things.
I'm going to let you finish.
Coaching malpractice. Justin Fields looked terrible. The play calls looked terrible. Everything looked terrible. So another one. Let's just get through all the ones where I was dead ass wrong at. So I was wrong on this. So go ahead, talk your shit. You know, it's your day. You know.
Hey, look at here, man. I tried to tell you when the young boy got him. He's getting his first start, right? So now, team that has a great defense has a whole week to prepare for this young man, right? And this is the reason why I was saying, like, look, don't be so much in a hurry to throw him out here. We're talking about Justin Fields, right? He's going to be a great quarterback in this league. You know, he can do a lot of great things. But right now, like I've been saying, I don't think he's ready. Obviously, you say, you know, you got to learn on the run. But for him to get his first start against a good defense,
mm-hmm.
It showed yesterday. And I told you, I said, look, and I said it. I said it Saturday. And look, it's not going to be pretty for Justin Fields. 26-6, I had Cleveland all over the board. I had him winning, had him covering the spread. Y'all gonna start listening to me, man. I know what I'm talking about out here. Stop playing with me, man, for real. You know, I'm calm, I'm reserved most of the time out here, but I'm telling you, man, I know my shit. Stop playing with me.
Oh, man. Fuck out of here, man. You got to come on, man. That's Matt.
Stop playing with me, man.
I don't know why he still got a job right now, man. Him and Pace, they need to be up out of there, man. This is Matt. 1 yard, bro. I don't care who you got out there. One passing yard, obviously sacks. Sacks, you know, come off your passing yard total.
Yeah, 4.5 of them things. Defense was flying around.
Garrett, I think total they may have had 8 or 9. But, you know, Garrett, he looked like a damn superhero out there. Real shit. But, coaching malpractice. Let's see where else are you right and I was wrong. Let's just get through them all. Colts, Titans, I went with my heart.
You can't do that in this business, D-Buck.
I ain't gonna lie. I know. And going into it, the Colts, they won 8 of the last 9 before that in that stadium. I don't know if I ever lost in that stadium, but.
You know that, D-Buck. You cannot. This is not a hard game.
I mean, this game, 25-16,
nah,
but it really
nah, you know this, D-Buck. This is not a hard game, D-Buck. I ain't let you talk. I ain't gonna let you get a word in. You know better than that, D-Buck.
Woo, Carson, man.
Come on now. Like, look, I love my coach. You know what I mean? Hey, I love my coach. You can't – come on now. Not a quarterback, 2 sprained ankles, man.
Yeah, and he still wasn't getting rid of the ball.
You understand me?
Comments. The world is against me this morning. The world is against me this morning, but I'm going to prevail. Hey. You know, like, money more. Who was that?
It got to be Kenny Moore.
Oh, Kenny made a big play.
That's my guy.
Kenny. Yeah, that's our guy for sure.
But I love him. But hey, I just got to give you facts. you know, it's just not looking good right now. It's just not looking good. Like I said, I love my Colts. I wanted them to win. I wanted to be wrong on this pick right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one of them
this
things.
The first, this is the first week I picked the Colts, actually. But I thought they would figure it out, man. I definitely thought they would figure it out. It's just been disappointing overall. You know, obviously you can point the fingers at the coaches and you know, Frank Wright could definitely do some things better. And we actually talked about it when he was extended. Like, hey, you know, I know he's been doing some good things, but I don't know. Some questionable decisions, a lot of go-to-go situations. We're not coming away with points. And then the players. You called me yesterday during the game. Like, hey, some of these guys, they ain't watching film. Like, they need to tap in more into the film room. And that's a huge part of it. That's how you make big plays. That's how you get over the hump. Everybody doing their job and knowing what the hell going on. So it's not going on right now. You 0-3. That's a hell of a hole to be in. And then you go and lose the game to the Titans, who we all think will be, you know, at the top of the division when it comes down to it. So
you picked them?
Woohoo. I picked the Colts to win this division. You picked the Titans to win it, right?
I did.
So what's the Titans? 2-1 right now?
Yeah.
They come out 2 wins, you know, big win against Seattle. Another win, but somebody said Patriot X, these guys aren't injuries the reason why the Colts are not performing up to par. I mean, everybody's dealing with injuries, man. Saw the Packers had a third string left tackle yesterday, you know, on Bosa. And you figure it out. As coaches and players, you figure it out. You got to win game. We don't want to hear that shit. No excuses, no explanations.
So, hey, say it one more time, D-Buck.
No excuses, no explanations, man.
We ain't got time for it, man. Get the job done.
What it is. And the results business.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. But like when I called you yesterday, and I just happened to see a play, mm-hmm. and I said, "Hey, like, I don't know what this person is looking at, but the keys show you to go here."
Yeah.
And you know, this person, you know, this player was just, I don't know.
For the people that don't know, for the listeners that don't know, what do you mean by it? What's a key? What's a defensive key? If you're a player, if you're a safety, if you're a linebacker, if you're a corner, shit, D tackle, D lineman.
Everybody on the defensive side of the ball have keys, right? And these keys will tell you where you need to go, where your eyes need to go, where you need to get to. And these keys will, as a player, make you play faster, right? So as you talk about, you know, older players in the game, right, where they might slow down, they might not be as fast as they once mm-hmm. were, but they have knowledge of the game, right? They know what keys to look at, what people to look at to get into the ball quicker. And these keys, again, like D-Bus said, as a corner, I have keys, right? Alignment of a receiver, where that receiver is lined up, you know, just different things tells
splits.
You. Okay,
it's split. Splits, yeah.
Different things tell you, like, okay, this is what I might get. It's not a definite, but this is what I might get. As a defense alignment, you know, if a offense alignment is light on his hands, if he's heavy on his hands, I had two great defensive ends, Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney. They would say, hey, if this guy heel is up like this, or if he was
A little bit.
I was giving him some motherfucking
you was dropping, you was talking that shit.
I'm back. So just again, keys can get you to the plays and to the ball much faster. And I was just watching the Colts game yesterday, and it was a screenplay. And the screenplay, the offensive lineman would take you to the ball. They would take you to the ball. And just one particular play, the offensive lineman, they got out of there. They would have took you straight to the ball. And then, you know, it was some players that were still dropping in coverage where they should have been getting to the ball. But it was just one of the things I just seen. It was like a glaring thing for me. It was like, hey, go there. But I think, you know, the coach, they're going to get it right. That's me being a coach.
They got to, man.
They're going to get it right. 0-3 is tough right now. But they're going to get it right. They're going to get it right.
Hold on, let me reset. Let me reset your joint again. Your internet looks like it's jumping now. They said the Hawknet, H.A. can tag the show. But nah, that's some good shit though, for real. Because, and like you said, as you get older, the mental part of the game picks up. So you hit, you know, 31, 32. You like, damn, if I knew this shit when I was 21, 22, I'd have been all pro every year. So the mm-hmm. players that can Fred Warner would be an example that I watch. Like, he's a guy that's young, super athletic, but you can tell he puts a lot of time, you know, in that film room. He's kind of always, and even that play, that last play that A-Rod put right over him, like, that's like, he was where he was supposed to be in that coverage. Like, that's the best drop you're going to get from a cover three middle linebacker. That's the best one you're going to get. And obviously, you know, a better offense is always going to be a good defense in the league we play in. But, you know, they got to get it together. Our coach got to get it together. It got to be 1-0 next week. The Dolphins, they went out there. This was a game. I think we might have both picked the Raiders here. Raiders won, didn't cover. The line was 3.5, so Vegas got us with the hook. But Jacoby went out there, man. He gave his boys a chance. Took it to OT. Yeah. You know, it was interesting all the way down the stretch. Like you said, got to find a way to get it done. And Derek Carr did, like he has this whole season, 3-0. So AFC West right now, shit, 3-0. Raiders, 3-0. Broncos. And Chiefs, 1-2. What are the Chargers? 2-1? Yeah, yep. So Chiefs hit fourth place right now. That's looking like a damn good division right along the NFC West. But Derek Carr still right there in the mix of that MVP race, huh?
Yeah, man, playing well. You know, playing some good ball. Like you said, leading his teams, helping his team find ways to win the game, man. So excited for the young man. But hey, I think they started off really hot last year. You know, it's only three games. They got 14 games left. Got to see what we can continue to do, you know, continue to get better. For the most part, stay healthy. And it'll be exciting to see where the Raiders end up later on this year.
Yeah, they playing some good ball, man. Winning close games. Ravens won another thriller. One of the close games they have. The Raiders. I feel like every Ravens game has been – the Chiefs game was crazy. Came down to fourth down. Lions game yesterday, obviously, with Justin Tucker hitting a 66-yarder as time 66. Expired. NFL history. And then the first game that went to OT with the Raiders. So the Ravens, this is one of the teams that we were concerned about, actually, with all the injuries they had and after that loss to the Raiders. But Lamar Jackson, finding ways to win ball games. That's what he does. Wins ball games, found another way to win one. Now, Tucker hit this 66-yarder. The fate of the universe, the fate of the human race is on the line. You got a 50-yard field goal. So there was I saw a lot of Tucker's the GOAT going around on the internet.
I seen that too.
A lot of them. And which, you know, he's had, you know, historically the most accurate kicker, I think 90%. Just hit a 66-yarder, just had NFL history. So, you know, I get it. But fate of the world on the line. 50 yards, weather, randomized. So you hit a random button.
Boop. Adam Vinatieri.
Who's kicking it for the fate of human civilization?
Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Clutch moments.
Huge clutch, man. We know kicking. Kicking is obviously a skill, physical skill, but it's between the ears a lot.
Yeah. Hey, look at here.
Big moments, huge moments.
What Justin Tucker is doing, what he's been doing, is phenomenal. Phenomenal. But if it's in the moment, raining, sleeting, hail, snow, 1 second left in the Super Bowl, heart beating, legs trembling, you know what I mean? Hey. Give me AV, man. And no knock on Justin Tucker, man. Cause
at all.
That 66 and what he's been doing, like you said, you know, the his percentage wise NFL history. Hey, he putting in that work. Two goats. Shit, you can have two goats.
Goats.
But I'm going with AV, man.
I'm going with AV for if it's my last dollars, if it's my life on the line, all those things. And like I said, what now, you know, Tucker's done this playing outside as well. You know, Vinny, I think the first 10 years of his career, he made outside. Some of his most iconic kicks were outside in some bad weather games. Then he played his last 14 in the Dome out Indy. But, I mean, too many big games, too many big moments where he, you know, he came through. So, I got to go with Vinny. I gotta go with Vinny, but shit, hey, I feel like either way we good, you know. Human races, we gonna be good either way.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. But speaking on this game, man, did you watch this game?
Mm-hmm.
4th and 19. Like, what's up with the, what's up with these defenses, man? 4th and 19. How you let them convert a 4th and 19?
4th and 19. Jacoby converted a 4th and 20 yesterday in overtime. I think. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're seeing it more and more for some reason. I don't know if maybe I'm just watching more football now, but I feel like we see these more and more in these huge situations. But, you know, like I said, that's what the great ones do. They find a way to make a play. And but defensively, that's unacceptable. And so that was an unacceptable play by the Detroit defense. And then you follow that up, and they took the little quick out. An egregious miss delay of game call. I mean, that thing, I've seen it hit zero sometime and the ball come out, but that joint was on zero for like a good 2 seconds. And, you know, they did the Lions, they did them greasy at home too. So it was tough. So situational awareness, man. I feel like just around the league, man, disappointing, man.
Yeah. So on that rule, that delay of game rule, I actually at that delay of game rule, I actually asked a ref one game because, you know, as a safety, I'm back there. I'm looking at the clock, and it hit zero. So I'm like, yo, delay a game. So I asked her, I said, yo, what's the rule on that? So they said once it hits zero, they do give a 1,001, 1,002 count.
A 1,001, 1,002?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the, you know, maybe you got to let it get all the way down to 0.00, but 1,001, 1,002?
Yeah.
That's – I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
1,001. You give me a 1,001. Don't give me another one. But I mean, 66 yards though. Whenever you can witness NFL history, I mean, he kicked that thing from behind the logo. That was impressive. That's football, man. Another NFL history. Tied the you know, this record will never be broken, but it's tied again. 109 yards. I believe Agnew from the Jacksonville Jaguars, he took that thing, a missed field goal, which was a 68-yard attempt. So we could have had another 68-yard. Yeah. I think Prater attempted that, which is one of the only guys who can attempt one of those. 68, Agnew ran that thing back for a 109-yard touchdown. They were actually up
on the
Cardinals in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they end up tricking it off. You know, Lions going Lions, Jaguars going Jaguar.
You had the Jags in this one, huh?
Hell no. Absolutely. I don't think I'm going to pick the Jags one time this year.
Hey.
I can't foresee it. But I'm sure they'll find a way to win a game, a couple games here and there. Not against the Cardinals, though. Kyler Murray's still right square in that MVP race. They put up some points quick. They played a good game. And I'm, you know, in Jacksonville, too. Speaking of Jacksonville, they made a big trade today.
Yeah.
With their first round pick last year, top 10 pick, 9th overall, I believe, CJ Henderson out of Florida. In his second year, already traded now to the Carolina Panthers. In return, the Jaguars get tight end Dan Arnold and the 3rd round pick. So
why do you think they made this move?
I don't know, man.
All the Jags. I know why the Panthers did, but
yeah, we know Panthers, you know, lost J.C. Horn, their number. Shoot, so now they got back-to-back drafts, a corner that went number 8 and number 9. So, you know, they had a need there. But for the Jaguars, I don't know. But this was kind of – he was in the trade. He was on the trading block since Urban got there, I feel like. You know, I know it connected him to New Orleans at one point. For whatever reason, you know, so maybe a scheme fit, I'm not sure. But they drafted Campbell in the top of the 2nd round this year. And then they went signed Griffin in free agency at the cornerback position. So maybe, you know, those are their guys going forward. CJ Henderson, I mean, you got him. Top 10 pick. You just took him last year. He didn't, he played decent. You know, I don't know, though. You know, you get a 3rd round pick, you get Dan Arnold in return. So we'll see. But I love the move for the Panthers. How you feel about it?
Nah, like you said, man, I love it. I love it. You know, J.C. Horn is out for the year. Being able to get another good young corner. So just think about next year. You know, we had these two young corners out there on the edge, man, doing some good things for your defense. So I love it for the Panthers. And again, you know, like you said, for the Jags, might be something in house that, you know, obviously we don't know. Maybe, you know, not a good fit, but Good luck to CJ, man, out here in Carolina.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So take my little break. Be right back. I'll let you talk some bullshit. Cause when I come back, I got some shit that I was right on. Yeah, I was saving this. Yeah, well,
that's gonna be short lived. You won't write about too much yesterday, my guy. But hey, look, man, y'all holler at me. To my man D Buck, get back. Y'all put some questions in here. Somebody had a good question earlier. It's so far up in the comments, I probably won't find it. But what was y'all surprise game yesterday? I know we're gonna talk about these Saints coming out here and getting that win when D-Buck get back. G.I. Joe. Yes, man, you know the beanies is coming back. You already know that, good sir. Man. Woo. Arky Grid is second. Big Ben stinks. Oh man, I think we might be seeing the end, man. We might be seeing the end. It's week three. I think if it was me, Big Ben has a couple more weeks to kind of show me, you know what I mean, what he's able to do. And then from there, I think we got to go to a young guy just to see what we have for the future. If it's Dwayne Haskins, I think who else we have on the roster? Mason Rudolph, and let, you know, one of them guys go out there and see if, you know, if they're going to be the guy for the future. If not, we're going to have to draft somebody in the draft next year. But honestly, man, I think we've seen it, you know, great career. I'm not writing them off yet, but we could be getting there. We could be getting there. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But it's been rough for Big Ben these first couple weeks. Man. AB, would you rather... Off the rails tone, AB, would you rather get blown out or lose on a 66-yard field goal? Lose on a 66-yard field goal. Detroit Lions were playing hard, played their butts off. But again, Detroit gonna Detroit, you know. They got something to build off of for next week.
Did you see him booing the owner? The owner's family, when they did, you know, the thing for Calvin Johnson, for him going to the Hall of Fame, and they let him have it. She was speaking. I mean, the birds were out.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, it's part of it, though, you know. Mm-hmm. Get a man his money. I know people were split on that issue, but get that man his 1.6, man. That's nothing. Stop. Get that bad juju off you. If you gave him his 1.6, that ball hit the joint and bounced backwards yesterday.
You might be right. You might be right.
Crazy, man. Crazy, man. What else we got? We got anything in the mailbag today?
I think we do.
Come on, man. I want some video ones too, man. Don't be scared to put that ugly ass face on camera, man. It's all right. We all ugly. Somebody like it.
Somebody do. Somebody like do.
Never know. You might get chose on here. You feel me? Might see you like, ooh. But what we got in the mailbag, man? Don't forget, send them db20toab41@gmail.com. Let's see if we got any good ones, man. I saw some of y'all jump in the spaces as well. Sunday, 12:30 before 1 o'clock kickoff. We do that on Twitter. You want to hit one of these mailbags?
Man, we got a video?
No videos.
No video?
All emails, yep.
I think, let me see. I'll do...
We got Terrence.
From Terrence McMullen. How come the Colts in their secondary can't stop a nosebleed, but they randomly get picks? Please explain, diehard Colts fan.
So before you even answer that one, Matt Williams, pretty much same thing. DB and AB, good morning, fellas. What do you think is going wrong with the Colts defense at the moment? Also, what are your thoughts on the scheme? So those, you know, those questions kind of go hand in hand.
Go ahead and take that, D-Bot. What you think?
Matt, you know, I'm not going to get to the scheme as much because I don't have as much access to the All-22 as I want to right now. It should be changing, according to reports. But it's tough, man. I mean, the thing about playing in that zone scheme, though, is people know what you're going to be in. So you know how they know how they're going to attack you. And on the flip side of that, as a defense, you got to know how you're going to be attacked. And like AB was talking about earlier, it comes down to reading your keys and reacting, everybody being on the same page. One of the best defenses I saw historically was like Legion of Boom out there in Seattle. And everybody knew what coverage they were going to be in. They were going to be in some type of three buzz, some form of 3D. They knew it. Everybody that went in there knew it. Patriots, they've been playing man-to-man forever. Everybody knows that. But these guys, they read their keys, and they play fast, and they play off each other. So that's what it comes down to. It's going to come down to guys reading their keys, being prepared, playing fast, you know, and doing your 111. That's simple. That's what defense is. That's what offense is. We're not doing it well enough. It's no secret sauce. You know what I mean? We got good players. We got talented players. We just got to put it together for 60 minutes. And, you know, obviously it's a complimentary game, too. It's offense, it's defense, it's special teams. And we're just not getting it done. It's just that simple.
Man, you hit it on the head, man. Like you said, zone defense, man, you're going to have holes in there. You know, you got to know where your weaknesses are. You got to know where your strengths are. And like you said, you just got to make plays. So, again, when you talk about, you know, getting interceptions, hey, it happens. You know, picks, overthrows, you being in the right position, you know, you create those turnovers. So, I think that's, you know, that's why they're getting those interceptions, those turnovers. But, D-Buck, man, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, man. It's tough. Tough to see, man. But, I think we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it together. We got to.
Yeah, we'll get it right. We'll get it right.
We got to. What we didn't hit this game yet. Damn, I thought I was getting to the ones I was right. Saints at the Patriots. Saints went there and handled business, controlled this game from wire to wire pretty much. Defense set the tone. I feel Malcolm Jenkins up. It's on my TV right now. Malcolm Jenkins had a nice pick six. I let him see the old head still balling. But it's rough. Like you talked about these rookie quarterbacks. I feel like the Patriots, you know, they put their rookie quarterback in the best situation, but they still going to struggle. Three picks yesterday in this loss. Jameis looked better, made some plays. What did you take away from this game, man? I know we got some big Saints fans in the chat.
Yeah, man. It was, like you said, it was one of them days, man. Saints came out. They handled the game. From start to finish, Mac Jones had one of them days. So again, we talk about it. Rookie quarterbacks, you can have some good days. You can have some bad days. Mm-hmm. You know, M. Jones, he definitely had one of them days where it's going to be a long film day today for him. But shout out to –
He threw it 51 times.
Yeah.
51, 270, one TD, three picks. But like I said, Saints controlled this one. I mean, Jameis Winston numbers weren't great. 13-21, 128, two touchdowns. No
one of them touchdowns. One of them touchdowns.
That was what you that could have easily been on the low lights.
Easily. But
he got away with one.
Yeah. But hey, they got a victory. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jameis. They got a victory. They got it done. We'll see. We'll see what's good.
Patriots got the Bucs coming into town. Got Tom Brady and the Bucs coming into town. I think Tom Brady's 68 yards away from the all-time yards record.
Man, he will break that. It's gonna be electric out there.
It's gonna be crazy. I'm thinking about going out there for this one because I remember we had our Trent Brown on actually. We had Trent Brown on who was asking, but he didn't even know who they opened the season with. But he knew week four.
He knew, yeah.
He was like, I know we got week four. So yeah. The whole New England, whole NFL Woo. World going to be, you know, going to be on tick, going to be locked into that one. How you see that game going?
Brady man, returns. Tom, shoot, coming off a loss, man, they might put 50 up on them boys. Especially with BA and them coming off a loss, man. It might get ugly out there.
It might get ugly. Belichick too. Now don't disrespect. Now we've been on the flip. We've been on the other side of this. When Peyton came back.
Yeah.
I remember when Peyton came back as the Broncos quarterback. And he came back to Lucas Oil. And I remember, man, the energy in that, you know, in that building was crazy. You know, not only for, you know, the locker room, the team, you know, obviously you, Rob, Reggie, you know, longtime teammates of 18. That game from the jump, from start to finish, Lucas Oil was rocking. So we done been a part of, you know, been a part of one of these games. So the energy is going to be crazy for this one.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's talk about this game.
Big Ben's done.
Hey, about this game. You had Cincinnati on this one, right? Yeah. Hey, I called it.
This is my last shot. I gave Big Ben his last shot at home. I'm like, okay, they not gonna drop two in a row at home, not the Steelers. But look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, bunch of quick passes again. Harris looked damn good. I like Najee Harris. I like that rookie. But, you know, they got the worst quarterback in that division now. And that's something you never thought you would say with Big Ben playing. But, you know, he's 39 right now, I think. Father Time, you know, catches up with everybody at some point except for Tom Brady. Yeah. So it didn't look good. And they got no – contingency plan at the quarterback positions. Is Dewey Haskins the answer?
Mason Rudolph,
I think we know he's damn sure not the answer. So they're going to have to address that, you know, in this offseason. But look bad, man. Look bad. But on the flip side, Cincinnati look good. I like Burrow, yeah, hey. Jamar Chase.
Hey, that run game? Serious.
Mason, they got, you know, and then when T. Higgins get back in the fold, he's healthy. I mean, they got some weapons.
Yeah.
They got some weapons.
The Steelers might be last in the division this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't consistently go out there and put up somewhere around 30, like at some point, I don't care, you're going to have to score 30, 34. Consistently. You got you in the division.
I was going to give you 21-24.
Nah, I'm talking about
30 points.
Man, these teams, man, they putting points up, man. They put like when you were watching that Bucks Rams game yesterday, every time Tom Brady did, I'm like, man, you kick this thing off, you punt it back to the Rams, 31. Let's see all the, you got to score against these guys.
So I was in our defensive lead room and listening to the offense. He's like, you know, keep the opposing offense to 17 points, and we could win.
Mm-hmm.
17 points.
That's tough.
But you say consistently 30 points?
In today's NFL, that's – you got 30, 30, 34, Broncos 26.
Hey, go back to that Broncos zone. 26-9. You had the Broncos. 26
shit.
You didn't think
I took the Broncos in the spread.
Yeah, you ain't think it was gonna cover though, huh?
No, I mean I wouldn't have put it on paper if I didn't think so. 10.5 point spread, biggest spread of the weekend. But you I had it? Faith in the Broncos all the way to win and cover this game. Vic Fangio, come on, man. Rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson.
Stop looking at my paper, man. Hey, stop looking at my paper, cuz.
Zach Wilson. Woo! Been a rough start for the young bull.
Yeah, I feel sorry for my man, you know.
Rough start,
I wish we'd have had that clip.
I feel sorry for him though.
Man, I feel sorry for the young boy, man.
Raw. I don't feel sorry.
Man, come on, D-Buck. I feel sorry for this young fella, man. We always throw him in the fire, throw him in the fire, throw him in the fire.
That fire.
Man, they punishing my man out there.
Hey,
I know he about to throw the white towel. Like, look, y'all can have that shit. Y'all can have that number two pick and everything. Hey, I ain't trying to do this no more, man.
Hey, y'all sent me out so y'all get some more of this shit together because it was bad. And obviously, you playing against, you know, one of the best defensive fronts, one of the best defenses you're going to see all year. But It's been Panthers beat up on them, Patriots picked on them, Broncos. I mean, most of it was on the offensive line, but he made some, you know, he made some young. It's going to be some struggles. Trevor Lawrence, he's struggling out there too. I mean, it's you know, it's the big boys league.
It is, but them big boy ass whoopers, Zach Wilson getting week in and week out. Oh, I know he in the training room right now. Massages, man. Acupuncture, yoga.
It's like not BYU.
Oh, this, man.
This is a
man, get that man a Bengay. What a big icy hot Bengay. Tap him in with Shaq, man, because I know he need it.
Early. But it's tough, man. People come every year. You know, you get these high quarterback, you know, high drafted rookie quarterbacks, and people come, oh, I think he's going to do this. I think he's going to do that. And, hey, it's a reason why that team is picking 1, 2, 3, 4 in the draft. Like, it's a lot of work needs to be done. But
that's why talented, I said.
But, that's, you know, you got to build around him.
I said it earlier, man. You got to build around him. You should have just kept Sam Darnold. I'm on record saying this. Keep Sam Darnold and get some other picks and build around him, man. No, come on, D-Buck. You see, it really wasn't a quarterback.
I mean, it's a shit show.
It's a multitude of things.
It's a shit show right now. You got a first year head coach. You got a team. I mean, it's bad across the board right now. It's bad across the board. It's not Wilson. It's the coach. Look at Sam Darnold.
Hey.
I know a lot of people jumping on this Sam Darnold train right now. We're going to revisit Sam Darnold about 5-6 weeks. He balling right now, undefeated, 3-0, I believe. This game, another game, I was right on. You picked this one, too? I had Buffalo across the board on this one.
Don't play with me, D-Butt. No, don't play with me, D-Butt. Don't play with me.
So they showed up. The Bills showed up. The Bills that, you know, a lot of people expected this year. Washington football team on the flip side. This defense that, you know, came coming into the season, there were a lot of people. Hey, it's the best defense in football. Hey, you know, I see this team running through the NFC East. Man, Chargers, Giants, they won the game. But, you know, Daniel Jones had probably his best game of the year. And then now the Bills came in, you know, held it down at home, put 43 on them. What happened there, man?
Hey, I don't know, bro, because I was one of them people that I said, you know, Washington football team, their defense is going to be top five in the league.
Man.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Maybe they got too many pat on the backs. Maybe they, you know, reading too many news clippings. I know the newspaper ain't out no more, but maybe they watching too much TV. They online and reading stuff. I don't know what it is, but – hopefully, man, they can get this thing turned around on that side of the ball. Shout out to Josh Allen coming out here and was cooking. He was out here cooking, putting them numbers up. I think I seen a stat yesterday where I think right now he's first four seasons. He second quarterback in NFL history, had the most rushing yards. So you'll be kind of surprised to even hear that just, with the running quarterback.
I mean, shit, they ain't got no running game, though, so.
But hey, shout out to the Buffalo Bills, man, putting them numbers up.
Big win. Showed up. This is a big game. One of my favorite games. Looking forward to. I was right on this one. I did pick the Chiefs to win on the money line, but I had Chargers cover. I think we both had Chargers covering this 7-point spread.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, though, man. Justin Herbert. I mean, let me pull up his numbers. Oh nope, don't got him. But Justin Herbert balled, man. Big plays, 4 touchdowns, made big plays down the stretch. This is another game where people are like, hey, don't score too quick. You don't want to get a ball back to Mahomes. Mahomes, Chiefs offense sloppy. 3 turnovers, I think, the first 3 possessions.
Yeah.
You know, Chargers came to play on both sides of the ball. What were your takeaways from this game? Because you know how I feel about number 10 out there in L.A. But what was your takeaways from this one?
Man, good game. And again, like you said, Kansas City, that was sloppy. They ended up, you know, making it a game, getting back in there. And I was, again, one of them folks that I was watching the game. I'm like, look, don't leave too much time on the clock for Pete Mahomes.
32 seconds in the timeout.
Yeah, 32 seconds. But I like the way, you know, the Chargers went about it. They didn't, you know, they were like, look, we can go out and score a touchdown. It wasn't about, hey, run the clock out and kick the field goal.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we can go out here and and score touchdowns. And they found a matchup that they liked. Mike Williams.
That was some backyard ball shit. Hey.
Yeah, Mike Williams. They went out there, they found him, and they was making it work, man. So again, you know, you always speak highly of the young quarterback Herbert over there. He did what he needed to do. And again, they look good in that division.
Yeah, I just feel like, man, he you know, he one of them young guys, don't look like he ever rattled, don't look like the moment's ever too big for him. Obviously, all the talent in the world, but 30-24, he went 26-38, 281, four touchdowns, no interceptions. And like you said, went there and scored. And the win was crazy. The crosswinds are crazy that game. And Staley said after the game, look, we want to score and make it a touchdown game. Basically, damn near clock, damn near time. Like, that's, you know, and Staley's a defensive guy. So he probably, like, hey, if we can't get off the field, I don't care who the quarterback is. 32 seconds, one timeout. You got to go and get a touchdown.
A touchdown, yeah.
Like, as a defensive player, like, I want my coach to trust me. That's, y'all go score a touchdown, get us off. I ain't trying to put it in the kicker's hand. That's just me. Score the touchdown, put it in your best player's hands. Damn that time, all that analytics, all that. Score the touchdown and put it on us and get the hell out
on,
of the field.
On Thursdays, those are one of those scenarios that we run through as far as 2-minute drill. You know, we talk about the coach always give you a different scenario. He'll say, hey, it's 1:30 left on the clock. They got one timeout left and they need a field goal, right? So now the defensive coordinator, he's able to call the defense. Fix your camera, bro. He's able to call the defense based off of, you know, what the offense needs in that situation. You know what I mean? Or it could be, hey, it's 58 seconds left. They got the ball here, but they need a touchdown to score. So now the defensive coordinator, your whole mindset changes as far as what type of defensive calls you can call. So definitely a good job. 32 seconds left, getting out there, getting off the field, man. So
great job, man. That's what you got to do, just like the damn 49ers should have did. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, good football. Most of these games, especially when you're playing good teams, they're going to come down to how do you execute in a 2-minute drill. And that's going to, you know, get you wins or losses. So they executed on the offensive side of the ball for the Chargers, and then the Chiefs couldn't do the same. So shout out to the Chargers. Big win. Big win. I think, you know, they're going to be playing. You know, obviously we're going to see those quarterbacks face off twice a year for a long time. You know, I'm going to be locked in for that one every time. And then you got Derek Carr and Teddy B over there too in that division. I mean, top to bottom, those are good ball clubs, man.
They bought them.
Good ball clubs. We won't even talk too much about the Seattle. When Seattle let me down, they let us down. I think we both
did. Man, who? I
think you knew this one too. Yes.
Man, I had, and it's crazy because on the Saturday show, I said Minnesota.
And then you switched it up.
And I switched it up.
You went against Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, he's been looking good this year.
Damn, my record could have been crazy.
Yeah, he's been looking good this year. What do you have? 30-for-38, 323, three touchdowns. No interception. So big game by them. Big win with no Dalvin Cook. So that's big for them. And Monday night, we got Dallas favored by 3 over the Philadelphia Eagles at home. Monday night football to wrap up week 3. I know we put our picks out on Saturday. Anything change for you? Who you going with on this one?
Nothing changes for me. I'm going with Dallas and you know, out there in Jerry's place, man, that offense, man, Dak been having them guys clicking on all cylinders. I feel as though they play tonight, come out, put more points on the board. I think that defense is coming around slowly but surely. I'm looking a lot much better than what they did last year. So I got the Dallas Cowboys winning tonight, and I have them covering.
I'm going to Cowboys too. I'm right there with you. Cowboys win. Cowboys cover the 3 points. I'm excited to see Jalen Hurts on primetime, though. You know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. Eagles dealing with some huge injuries. They're going to miss Brandon Graham. I think their right tackle is banged up as well. But, hey, no excuses, no explanations. It's going to be a good game. Two fantastic quarterbacks. I'm excited to see it. But I think the Dallas Cowboys win and cover. How many primetime games is this for the Cowboys? Say second.
Yeah, you know they're going to have some primetime games, boy.
Facts. Most valuable sports franchise in the world. But be back Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Same place, same time. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Enjoyed it. Overreaction Monday, week three.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what to do. Go tap in with Pat and the boys. I'll be on there in the 1 o'clock hour. Hold it down. Out of here.
Peace.